Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We are looking at a period of Old Testament history called the period of the judges. You see, under Joshua, the people went in and conquered the land of Canaan. And it was to be the land of Israel now, and they were to settle it for themselves. But they failed to drive out all the inhabitants of the land as God told them to. And then, as God warned them, those inhabitants of the land enticed the people away from Jehovah to serve their false gods and to bow before the idols of their false gods. One of the great false gods that they worshipped him was Baal, who had appeared in many forms. And we're going to be talking in just a moment about those false gods, Baal and Ashtaroth. And so get your Bible. We'll be looking at the book of Judges primarily, though we're not going to start there. And then you can follow along with us as we read about this. And we'll read how God brought the people into captivity because of their sins, and then delivered them when they would repent by bringing out judges to be their deliverers. Well, we'll look at that in just a moment. While you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And to guide us through the study of the Bible, we're taking advantage of a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of February the 24th, 1924. And so with that, let's let the class begin. And let me review to you what we did in the last class about talking about the worship of Baal and just who this Baal was. And there's scripture references for all of these statements that are being made, and we won't refer to all of them, but we'll refer to some of them at the last. We read in Smith Bible Dictionary about the worship of Baal. Among the Jews, it seems to have been appointed with much pomp and ceremony. Temples were erected with him. His images were set up. His altars were very numerous. They were erected particularly on lofty eminences and on the roofs of houses. And there were priests in great numbers and of various classes. The worshippers seemed to have arrayed themselves in appropriate robes, and the worship was performed by incense, an offering of burnt sacrifice, which occasionally consisted of human victims. We read in Jeremiah chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, "Because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burnt incense in it to other gods that they knew not, they and their fathers and the kings of Judah have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built the high places to Baal, to burn their sons in the fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake, neither came it to my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that this place shall no more be called a Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter." The officiating priest would dance with fantastic shouts around the altar and cut themselves with knives to excite the attention and compassion of their God. We read in 1 Kings chapter 18, 26 through 28, that they took the bullock which was given to them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning till noon, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped about the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he is gone aside, or he's on a journey, and peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened." And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. We can tell from what we read in Numbers chapter 25 that Baal worship was connected with licentious practices. They bowed the knee and kissed the image in worshiping Baal. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 18 says, "Yet will I leave me 7,000 in Israel, all knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Another god that they worshipped in the land of Canaan that was a god of the Canaanites was this god called the Ashtaroth. It says they forsook Jehovah and served Baal and the Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth, the plural of Ashtoreth, as Balaam is of Baal, and probably for the same reason represented all female deity. Ashtoreth, most happy or fortunate, the supreme source of happiness, was the female deity corresponding to Baal. The moon, or the planet Venus, as Baal was the sun. She was the goddess of sexual passions and was worshipped with licentious rites. The worship of this goddess was connected with prostitution and the most impure rites. But now we want to turn to our lesson text in the book of Judges and study these explanatory notes. And we're going to start beginning with lapses and restorations. In Judges chapter 2, verses 14 through 15, we read, "The anger of Jehovah was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that despoiled them, and he sold them into the hand of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Jehovah was against them for evil, as Jehovah had spoken, and as Jehovah had sworn unto them. They were sore distressed. The anger of Jehovah was kindled against them, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers." These spoilers were the marauding bands of the Canaanites, who took away their cattle and their crops and sold them into bondage as slaves. God was no longer for them, but against them. God's promise to curse and destroy them are as sure as his promises to bless them. I'd like to read to you, as time will permit, some of these promises that God had made concerning them, both the promises of blessings and the promises of warnings. Let me go back to that book of the old law, Leviticus chapter 26, and we read beginning in verse 1, "Ye shall make you no idols, neither shall ye rear up to you a graven image nor a pillar, neither shall ye place any figured stone in your hand to bow down to it. For I am Jehovah your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Jehovah." Leviticus 26 and verse 3. "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give your rains in their seasons, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing, and shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in your land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, long kept. And ye shall bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul will not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you go upright. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 14. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall reject my statutes, and if your soul shall abhor my ordinances, so that ye will not do in all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do to this unto you. I will appoint terror over you, even consumption and fever, that shall consume the eyes and make the soul to pine away. And ye shall sow your seeds in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be smitten before your enemies. They that hate you shall rule over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not hearken yet to these things, hearken unto me, then I will chastise you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your heaven and iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Numbers chapter 26:21. And if you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven more plagues upon you according to your sins, and I will send the beast of the field among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your ways shall become desolate. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 23. And if by these things you will not be reformed unto me, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary to you. And I will smite you, even I, seven times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall execute the vengeance of the covenant. And ye shall be gathered together within your cities. And I will send the pestilence among you. And ye shall not be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I break your staff of bread, 10 women shall break in your oven, one in the oven, and they shall deliver your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 27. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary unto you in wrath. And I also will chastise you seven times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, and will cut down your sun images, and cast your dead bodies upon the bodies of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you, and I will make your cities a waste, and will bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors, and I will bring the land into desolation. And your enemies that dwell therein shall be astonished at it, and you will I scatter among the nations. And I will draw out the sword after you, and your land shall be a desolation, and your cities shall be waste. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 34. Then shall the land enjoy its Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye are in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall have rest, even the rest which it had not in your Sabbaths, when ye dwelt upon it. We'll have to continue this in the next class.